Today, Be'ez Hashem, learn Daf Chav Vav Masech Tzvachim. Some of the topics we're learning about include the halacha regarding shechita and kabbalah in the case of hi bifnim v'regleh b'chutz. If the carbon was inside the azara, but its legs were outside of the azara. The halacha regarding shechita and kabbalah in the case of kach e'kachim amad b'darim v'hishad yadu l'tzafen. If the kohen stood in darim, the southern part of the azara, while the carbon was in tzafen. And in the case of kachim kalim amad b'chutz v'hichnas yadu l'fnim. If the kohen stood outside the azara while the carbon was inside the azara. The halacha regarding shechita and kabbalah in the case of tala v'nitla, if either the carbon or the kohen were suspended in the airspace of the azara. The Mishnah's cases of nasne al gabi hakevesh pasal ve'imad karas. If the zrika was performed shaloi b'mkami in the wrong place, such as the dam was applied on the ramp of the mizbeach, the carbon becomes pasal, and if the kohen had a machshava shaloi b'zmanoi, intentions to perform the zrika after its designated time, the carbon does not become pigal, and therefore one who ate from it does not get karas. The Gemara offers three approaches. First of Shmuel, who says pasal basar of a bial neskaper. The zrika shaloi b'mkami only causes the carbon's meat to become pasal and may not be eaten. However, the zrika does accomplish the kapara for the owner because zrika shaloi b'mkami kim kaim adami. The discussion in when we apply the concept of dichri and avayda psula disqualifies all the blood, even b'tzavar behema in the animal's neck.